Hello, can I speak to Isaiah?
Can I ask what this is in regards to?
Yeah, this is, I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are a public opinion research firm.
Give me one second, may I hold?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're saying this is what research?
Opinion research.
Opinion research?
Yes, we're a public opinion research firm.
Okay. All right, and you're trying to ask, what are you trying to ask?
No, it's just basically some opinion, public opinion, sorry, about some issues facing the community and the country overall.
Okay.
1 second, please. Would you prefer English or Spanish? I'm sorry.
English.
Okay, great. 1 second. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, Arizona? Okay. What year were you born?
Year?
Yep.
97.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Almost certain, probably 50-50 with no vote.
Not certain, it's like 50-50. It's going to depend on who's running up, otherwise I'm not going to care.
Okay, understood. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Lack of education.
Lack of education, thank you.
Our education system is crap, so we have people that vote for idiots and we get screwed.
Yeah. I understand that. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted neither one of those parties. I voted for third party.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. And thinking again about these November elections, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert Kennedy Jr.?
I'd have to do more research.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for... Oh, that's the same question, sorry. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates, using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chances, and 100 there is a lot of chances. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100, or in your opinion?
50%.
50%. Thank you. And Joe Biden?
0.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the elections, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate, the Democrat candidates, or others?
Other.
Same question for Senate. If the election for Senate were held today, you're voting for Kerry Lake or Robin Gallego?
Again, I'd have to do more research.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you. And if the election were held today, you would to which candidate would you lean, Kerry Lake or... Oh, same question, sorry. Who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democrat Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Republican.
Okay. Republican Party, thank you. And please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, which is of the following statements. The first one says, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
That you should give them permits that are undocumented?
Yep, for the undocumented people to have essential jobs.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, President Biden should prioritize keep families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Hold on, repeat that one.
Yeah, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Well, see, that's where it gets tricky because, I mean, if it's children, then they should not be separated from the parents, absolutely not, but they have to do it in the correct way. And that's a tricky question, so I'd probably say don't separate them. Fernie, are these clean towels? Fine.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, no, I'm sorry. Talking to my brother.
Yeah, no worries. No, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states expecting an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants.
So isn't that the same question, to provide provide work permits for undocumented immigrants?
No, this is for work permits and temporary protection only.
So for them to be able, but they're still going to be able to work here temporarily.
Temporary, right.
I think only for undocumented immigrants, there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong thing to do things. If you're not documented, then you shouldn't have the right to work.
So strongly disagree?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And the last one says President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates.
To prevent them from being on. To say it again?
Yeah, to prevent them to be targeted.
By what? From what?
From deportation rates.
The protection rates or protection?
Deportation, sorry. To be deported.
To protect them from deportation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're undocumented, again, why are they here?
Exactly. So strongly disagree, right?
Yeah, strongly disagree. My mom came in from Mexico. She took 20 years to become a citizen here. She worked it. She did the system. She went through the hard way. So anything that goes against that, I'm going to disagree with. Because she worked her hardest to come here, to become a citizen, to become, my mom became
a citizen. The right way.
Yeah, so she did it the right way. There's a right way to do things, there's not. If you want to shortcut it, all you're doing is wasting taxpayer dollars and you're screwing the country over. And Joe Biden's the biggest fucking idiot for doing that.
I understand. And now, the President Biden, speaking about him, should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the state for over 10 years.
No, disagree.
Okay. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the state for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to an American citizen.
I mean, if they're married to an American citizen, then they should go get a visa. I would just say disagree.
Okay.
That's different. That's difficult because if they're married to one, then they should have it easier to be able to work here.
Right. I understand that. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Protect them from deportation?
Yeah, for the people that's working on farm workers specifically.
Okay, what else would that entail? Would that mean that they are working on the farm to get their visa, or does that mean they're just not going to get deported and they're going to be able to do whatever they want?
No, they need to pass a background check first.
And that's it?
Yes.
Man, no, screw it. Deport them. If they're undocumented, anything that deals with undocumented immigrants and protecting them, I don't care if they get deported or not.
Okay.
I mean, if they get deported, then the thing is that a lot of these people know the risk coming into this country being undocumented, and if they get deported, then it's their own fault.
I understand that.
Yes. So now, anything that deals with protecting any immigrant for deportation if they're undocumented, I would disagree with almost 100%, other than the fact that they're married to an American citizen.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, and basically the last question was about that, so I think I got the answer on that one too.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much everything, so I highly appreciate your time, okay?
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.